Jesus had come to Jerusalem about 5 days before, riding into the gates of the city on a donkey. When he got close to the town, people were standing by the road to greet him. They were so excited. They shouted, "Hosanna! Hosanna!" They waved branches and cheered, and some of them even threw their coats onto the ground for the donkey to walk across. That's exciting, isn't it? But then, after Jesus got to the city, things started to change. Some of the people who loved Jesus stuck with him, but others turned on him. There were people who didn't like Jesus, and they wanted to get rid of him. They schemed and plotted behind his back, and then Jesus was arrested. He was taken before Pilate to be judged, and the people turned against him. So Jesus was taken out to a hill and hung on a cross to die. It was a terrible punishment, especially because Jesus had done nothing wrong. Jesus was hung on the cross in the morning, and right at noon, the whole land became as dark as night. The darkness lasted for 3 hours. Then at 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me?" That's so sad, isn't it? The Bible tells us, then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last breath. There was a Roman soldier there who had watched everything that happened. When Jesus died, the soldier said, "Truly, this man was God's son." This is a hard, sad story. Nearby, three women who were friends of Jesus watched and waited. These women followed Jesus and they provided for him. Only the women were still there. All the men had run away, even Jesus' closest friends. Those women were pretty brave. They loved Jesus so much. Finally, that evening, a man named Joseph of Arimathea went to Pilate and asked if he could take Jesus' body and bury him. Pilate gave the body to Joseph, who wrapped Jesus' body in cloth and laid it in a tomb that was like a cave, a space carved out of rock. Then he rolled a heavy stone in front of the tomb. Two of the women saw where Joseph put Jesus' body.